I have Darcy Cash in the studio. They're ready to go, and I'm going to play a track from their CD, In the Company of Strangers. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org, and my guest is Darcy Cash. Hello, Darcy Cash.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
So who am I looking at? Who is here in the studio today?
My name is Ben Welch, and I'm the guitar player today and singer.
I'm Ashley Powell. I sing some harmonies.
That's I'm Mac. I play the guitar.
And there's a fourth member as well, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. He drums. Yeah. We don't need him for these things. So we're like, get out of
here. Oh, that's cold.
I know. No, he had to work. He's listening from home.
He died.
Oh, no.
Wish I had to work. So what is this? Tell me about this label that you guys are on. This album, In the Company of Strangers, the label's called Caffeine Teen. What does that mean?
Well, much like this fine station here, it's more of a collective than a sort of business-oriented type of thing. It's basically three bands: us, the Absentee, and the Hanks. We were all friends for a long time, and we sort of decided to help each other as much as possible with promoting, booking tours, all the sort of stuff that can become really mundane. You know, and just sort of, you know, try to do something where we all support each other. And
yeah. Is that a reference to you guys being relatively young?
Yes. At the time. Yeah. Actually, at the time, I think even when we came up with the name, I was the only teen in the band. But now we're all in our early 20s.
But I think, you know, the caffeine part, just being like, you know, the Starbucks generation, the whole, you know, hanging out at coffee shops, like, let's go get a coffee instead of let's go get a drink. It's sort of like a lot more of this generation's thing.
It was more just a chance for a bad pun above anything else.
Pretty much. We've come to regret now.
Oh yeah, is that? Yeah. Does that? Well, do people see that and they kind of think maybe it's like a
they're
going to
hear a kid's
sort of bop
or something?
Yeah,
nobody
wants
that.
A little bit, but so, it's cool.
Yeah.
No, so it's a challenge, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we're giving ourselves obstacles. You know,
and where? Those 2 out of 2,000 people who read that little logo on there, you know, it's gonna be okay.
I know that other guy actually. Where are you guys from?
Los Angeles.
You're all from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Except all from around here.
Yeah, except our drummer is from outside
Canada.
Toronto.
Yeah,
actually.
Do you import him? You get needed a drummer?
Yeah, we shipped him in a little crate. We poked some like fork holes in there so he could breathe.
Cool.
Yeah,
it was a long trip down in USPS.
Well, why don't we jump right into a live track and then we'll talk about how each of you got involved in music in the first place.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. My guest is Darcy Cash. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Song's called Compassion.
Your parents' house, your sister's friends walk in and out. We try and talk the TV down from its high horse. I fumble my impatient mouth to trigger prearranged accounts of something we could laugh about, but you're just bored. Come on, where's the compassion? Come on, where's the compassion? Stays for days, then bolts from in front of me. I wonder why I'm so afraid of apprehension. I should put my mind away, but I haven't one to entertain the fact that you have lost again your own attention. Come on, where's the compassion? Come on, where's the compassion?
I love most your definition, mostly 'cause it's what I'm missing. Oh, how much would you love to be form on which I'm depending. I love most your definition, mostly 'cause it's what I'm missing. Oh, how much would you love to be the form on which I'm depending?
That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know what makes me think? Singing without trying seems to be something that you don't get a lot of in modern music. It seems to be a lot of pushing in the voice, and that seems to be certainly in that last song, a quality of it just sort of coming out of you. It's not so much singing; it's more just telling a story to notes.
That's awesome. I really like that. Yeah.
So tell me about tell me about that, about that process. About let's start with Ben. How did you? What was the first moment in your life when you just, you know, it was like, okay, I'm gonna do something musical.
I started out doing musical theater in high school. Honestly,
great place to start.
And
which is really the ultimate of forcing and pushing your voice.
Yeah, absolutely. But I had a really cool art teacher or artistic teacher who was just kind of guided me along and said, "Hey, you got a voice, so let's, you know, develop it." And he and I were walking down the hall one day, and it became very abundantly clear that a garage band would be a really cool thing. We weren't exactly sure why that happened.
How old were you, Ben?
I think we were 13.
Not a band, a garage band.
Yeah, it was let's start a garage band.
Right.
So, and then ever since that started singing, I always pictured myself being the singer, or whenever I, you know, listen to the records I love, my favorite thing to do was to sing along. So,
what were some of the bands that you were singing along to?
Metallica, a whole lot.
Yeah.
Green Day, Dookie was like the
this
record
around
to listen
mid-90s,
to.
Mid-90s, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bush, 16 Stone?
16 Stone.
16 Stone. You know, those mid-90s records that were huge at the time were like, yeah, as far as
old.
I was concerned, the best thing I've ever heard. So, yeah, we've evolved since then. But, but yeah, being the singer, I wanted to be the person that is relaying the communication, or that is telling the story. That's what I wanted to do. So that, you know, singing made sense. And then I started out playing drums.
Yeah.
But drumming and singing, Don Henley did it okay in the Eagles.
We
wasn't going
to
go
ahead.
It's hard to do, yeah.
So I picked up the guitar, so.
And you just sort of taught yourself how to play?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I had one formal drum lesson and one formal piano lesson, and then just picked up the guitar and got Metallica tabs and, you know, went through Ride the Lightning and Master Puppets and played
Ozzy
as well
too,
as I could.
Osmosis was a big tab book for us.
It was a big one.
At the time,
except when they did capo or drop D tuning, which we now play in, it was a whole nother world, because we had just finally figured out how to tune the guitar to make it sound right, and now they want us to change our whole
ridiculous
belief system.
How could they demand such a thing of us?
So
now, what about these stories? Were you at the same time, were you just, you know, writing out a lot of did it start out as poetry? Did you know you were writing songs?
When we first started writing songs, I just sat down and started writing the first lyrics just right there at that time, and hadn't really written any lyrics before that. This song here, Mac wrote, and how we do it now is generally a person writes a song on their own time and brings it into the band. So, but generally, I think both he and I start out with lyrics, you know, because to me the strongest message in a song comes from the lyrics. If you pick them up, and you can always make the melody sound good, and you can always change the guitar chords to, you know, to sound catchy, but if the lyrics don't drive or, you know, bring any message with
then
them,
there's no point to it. Anything there, you know?
So
if one person writes a song and yet there's four people in the band, and they all kind of feel like the song has to reflect them in some way as well.
Absolutely.
Does that present a challenge? Like, Mac, do you come in with a song and maybe Ben sees it and says, you know, like, I don't really relate to that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'll write a bunch of songs, and some, like, it's not so much a thing of, like, showing it to the band and somebody's like, dude, that's terrible, I couldn't do that. But it's like, we just work on the ones that we're all excited about.
Yeah.
You know, so, and, you know, we haven't had much of a problem usually, you know, in any batch of songs, or at least a couple or something that we're all pretty on board with. Mm-hmm. You know?
We figure it's probably safe not to get into the whole, hey, I don't like the way you write songs, or that the way you wrote that song was this.
Sucks.
So we want to just do the, you know, he brings five songs and we go, hey, that one, for whatever reason, that one sticks out. And then it's not that we don't want to do the other ones. We just really
just
like
that one's
one.
Very Darcy Cash.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the other ones, that's why I have like 15 side projects.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, Ashley, tell me about how you got involved with this crazy bunch of people.
Really? Well, I've known Mac and Ben since we were all about 8 years old. We all went to school together and did a bunch of musical theater together. So we sort of just grew up around each other. But then I left school for a while and was doing acting and doing some other things, and then just sort of randomly started running into them again around just various birthday parties and stuff, and they were starting a band and they were looking for some female harmonies, and I played keyboards, so asked if I was still doing that. I wasn't really at the time, but I was like, they were like, come jam with us. So I was like, whatever, maybe I'll just come check it out and just like hang out, whatever. But ended up actually really liking what they were doing in their songs. So yeah, I basically just started playing some shows with them. And that's right around when Jeff, they met Jeff through a mutual friend, through the Hanks.
So and, before you, was there a piano keyboard influence in the music, or was it mostly guitar based? I mean, oh, did you bring that to the Darcy Cash sound?
Well, they had had some like sort of keyboard ideas already there. So they were like, yeah, we're kind of thinking this and that. And sort of had some parts already there. So, yeah, I basically just came in and was doing those. And then sometimes I elaborate on it as well. And yeah.
Cool. And Mac, tell me about how you got involved.
You know, just Ben and I bonding over Metallica at an early age was so important. And
but yeah, was there something that got you into music as opposed to painting or some other art form?
Yeah, well, yeah. Originally, of course, as in accordance with the getting the musical theater skeletons out of the closet, you know, I was very much into acting for a time in my teens.
I was the Tin Man.
I was Demetrius in Midsummer Night.
Oh, you too?
Lion.
Nice.
I was a lion, yeah.
Aww, we're the team.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Best people on earth were all at some point in Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
But, yeah, at some point I just really got into certain records, and at the time it was like, you know, went from the Cars to Metallica pretty quick, you know, and at some point realized that was sort of the most fun thing for me, you know, to do music.
What was your first guitar?
It was one that Ben and I shared, actually. It was this little Squire Stratocaster that wasn't necessarily the greatest guitar, but at the time it was freaking heaven.
Sounded great to us, so, you know, when you're first starting out, anything sounds better than nothing at that point.
So he'd bring the guitar to school every day, and then we'd like hunker down with the tab books and be like, dude, check it out, I learned Crazy Train.
Yeah, I think awesome. For me, the biggest thing was that of all the different art forms that I had participated in, I was doing acting and I was doing art class and I was doing music. That was the one that was most affecting me in my day-to-day life. More than anything, I was listening to music, and that was making me angry or making me excited or making me enthusiastic or whatever it was making me do. It was more so than any other art form that I had participated in, so it just kind of made sense to be like, hey, I want to do that same thing for someone else. I'll do music.
It's true. I mean, you can go around, you can listen to music all day. I mean, I leave the house, I have the headphones on, I'm in the car,
totally.
I have the,
yeah, that
you
was
know,
my life in high
on.
School. Always had the little disc man on me.
Yeah, know? And you can't do that, you know, with anything else. You can't act all day.
No,
I mean, there are people who do, but
that's
true. They go into politics, right?
Right. Oh, wow, yes.
Bazing.
So why don't we play another track from your album, and then we'll come back and talk about how you put it together.
Sure.
Let's see. The one with all the silence, I think is one of the ones we're going to play.
Let's go for it.
All right, cool. My guest is Darcy Cash, and you're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. If you want to instant message Mir the band, if you have a question or a comment or anything like that, you can go sign on to AOL Instant Messenger. Our handle is KillRadioStation. That's one word, KillRadioStation.
No words for my silence says too much. And there's no reason to force such words when silence says it all. I can barely take a glimpse. Thank you.
to breathe. Don't forget to open your eyes now. We see beauty in what we allow. But why should I care? It's just another day.
We're back on Is Good on killradio.org with Darcy Cash. And we're just listening to a track from their album In the Company of Strangers. This is your debut album?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And this is available where?
You can get it on our website. Yeah, our website and, yeah, iTunes, which is pretty cool. CD Baby. A few record stores around
Amoeba.
L.A.
Yeah, Amoeba Music. You can get
and,
it there.
Love Amoeba Music.
Oh, actually, on our website, we have a list of all the record stores we're in. We've just done them all ourselves. So.
And what's your website?
DarcyCash.com. That's Darcy with an I.
Okay. And also you have MySpace.com/DarcyCash. Which, actually, I'm meaning to ask you. You have more MySpace friends than I've ever seen anywhere
really?
Ever in my life, aside from, you know, like... that girl on Maxim. So,
oh,
so what's the deal with that? Is that you just have a lot of fans, or do you guys promote hardcore? Do you have bots out there working 24/7?
No,
for
we
you?
Don't have bots.
We avoid the bots.
Yeah. We I mean, I think the fact that we have been together for about 4 years now, and we've like established a nice fan base, and we did tour pretty much all of like 2005. We were like touring nonstop. So I think that just the exposure of that alone, and being in tons of new cities every day. A big part of it.
And we would do a lot of friend requests in the places we were going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be like, hey, we're coming to your town. Come check us out. And we also had a buddy. His name was Adam. He was helping us out, friend requesting every day just to build it up.
Yeah, for a little bit.
And for a little bit there. And, you know, just all these things kind of going at the same time built up the amount of friends. And it stays right about there. If we do nothing, it stays right about there. Yeah. So
I see.
That's pretty cool, but.
So how'd you guys know that it was time to put together an album and you weren't just a band that played live and had a couple of songs, maybe an EP or something? This is a full length.
Yeah.
Mac and I had recorded an EP before Ashley and Jeff were in the band, and it had, I think, none of those songs on it. But we were pretty excited about it at the time, and we did it in some guy's house, and I played the drums, and, you know, we kind of makeshift put it together really fast. It doesn't sound very good. So when we rewrote new songs. You know, we were heading in another direction. We liked that. We added two new parts to the band. And as you play live shows, you start to realize, wow, we have nothing to sell. We have nothing for these people to get it and enjoy it at home, which is half the battle. Live shows and CDs, you know, records in people's hands.
So you can dominate their entire lives.
Yeah, and you know,
we had
just
T-shirts
like,
before we even got CDs, I think.
But it became abundantly clear that we needed to have a record, so we started working on that record.
Do you guys see yourselves as more of a live act or recording artist? Like in terms of when people respond to your music, is it because they've been listening to the CD in the car or because they've been following you around to your shows?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, honestly,
sure.
Both.
We do play out a lot, but then, you know, we have that, which we've sold 4,000 of those by ourselves.
You sold 4,000 CDs by yourself?
Yeah.
On a made-up label?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's fun.
Why don't we go into another live tune and we'll talk about playing out and where you're playing next. And
cool.
Sounds good.
All right, my guest is Darcy Cash. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Getting ourselves arranged here.
The mic stand is...
There we go.
I'm totally ready. Skeet Ulrich.
Remarks were made. You can go home. You can run on. You can run on.
me away. Run like a dream around my feet, around my feet.
Thank you, Darcy Cash.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, John.
Thank you.